It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good evening from Unitigo. First of two nights against two teams colored in green. The Green Lady Trojans tonight coming in, trying to knock off the 4-2 Unitigo Lady Spartans. 4-2 in the league, that is, and 6-3 overall. Unitigo really got the game handed to them on Tuesday night. A game I thought might be a little bit closer, and I guess if there were some certain shots and certain situations made a little bit better for Unitigo, it could have been, would have been closer. But Harpersville really put that game away early and was never challenged in the second half, and Harpersville remains undefeated. Unitigo now tries to get back on the winning track. They'll do that against the Green Lady Trojans and Coach Dave Gordon, Coach Greg Bonskowski, and the Unitigo Lady Spartans. And again, one of those, I used to call them rare Thursday nights, but we've had more Thursday nights in this season than I think in the past 10 seasons combined. Should be a good game tonight. First of two, again, from Unitigo tomorrow night. Battle for first place between the boys, but tonight it's all about the ladies. And we start our game with Chamberson O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, and it's brought to you by Chamberson O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. It's Chamberson O'Hara at 563-4311. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both Green and Unitigo the best in tonight's game. This broadcast you'll hear soon is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4, and a rebroadcast or republication of the programming without written consent of Section 4 strictly prohibited. The JV game tonight won in a squeaker by Green. Not many points scored, 26-24. So that one, the last quarter, took probably about a half an hour, and it was mostly free throws. And when I got here, it was almost the fourth quarter at 6:30, and that last quarter took about a half an hour. So we're actually right on time for a 7:15 tip-off. Hope you enjoyed tonight. We'll be back to take a look at both teams a little bit more in depth. Don't have much on Green. Sure do have a lot on Unitigo. We'll tell you as much as I can. Muster be the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. It's live Tri-Town High School girls basketball tonight on WCDO.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
Oh, there's nothing better than a Big Mac sandwich.
Well,
the melted cheese, tangy pickles, special sauce.
I can think of one thing.
Impossible.
Two Big Mac sandwiches.
Now at McDonald's, get two Big Mac sandwiches for just $4. Two legendary Big Mac sandwiches with melted cheese, pickles, and special sauce, only $4.
Okay, that is better.
And bigger.
Delicious.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Price of single item posted on the menu board, limited time offer.
Some prefer it hot, like hot McCafe coffee, mochas, lattes, and more. And some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone likes saving big during McCafe Mondays. Mondays in January, get a small white chocolate mocha for $1. Yep, just $1. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only. Limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Unitigo for the first of two nights of Spartans versus Trojans. And we watched them warming up tonight. And I was able to actually run down the bleachers and talk to Dave Gorton for just a little bit. I did find out that the green record is 2 wins and 3 losses. They are 3-6 overall. Unitigo, as you know, because I said it before, 4 wins, 2 losses, 6-3. Overall, so sort of mirror images of each other. And one big game tomorrow night that's already been talked about from the girls' end of things is the Harpersville-Unadilla Valley game. How well we remember last year. I remember it because I didn't do that game because I was supposed to leave for a business trip for Las Vegas. We got delayed in that, so I actually was home listening to Nate Lull and Dave Smith do that game. It was phenomenal. They did a great job. And the Harpersville folks afterwards, after Tuesday's game, I chatted with them a little bit, and they said, we're now worried about Unadilla Valley because they're starting to put some big points on the board. Will we be able to stop them? So as tempting as it would be to go up to UV to do that game, we're going to stay here because two undefeated boys teams, Green and Unitigo, will be battling for first place in the MAC. And I'm hoping I have a good contact for that game to text me some updates. And we'll try to bring that game, at least the results and the updates for you during that game. We want to say hello online to Norwich. Yes, it's not too far away, but too far to get a clear radio signal at home, so they're on the laptop or desktop or iPhone or whatever device they choose. Norwich, New York, rooting for the Spartans tonight. Glad to have you aboard. Unitigo's averaging only 37 points a game. Last year they were putting in 50 to 60 on a regular basis. They had such a powerful offense. This year, their defense, though, not bad, giving up 33.8. So 6-3 overall. They're averaging a four-point win, and that's including Tuesday night's 20-point loss, if you know what I mean. So that's all put in perspective. In that game against Harpersville, Marissa Woodard had a team-high 17 points, but it did take her a lot of shots to get those 17. And Megan Faulkner had her best scoring game off the bench on that night with 6 points, including a three-point play the old-fashioned way upon her entrance into the ballgame. Free throw shooting, well, that is, there's no other word but struggling. 38.6%. 51 made, 132 attempted. Their best effort, let's see, along the way would be 8 for 15 in the loss to Bainbridge Guilford. Oh, they're best by far, 6 for 7 against Gilbertsville-Mount Upton in a game in December. So they've had not really put much streaking together as far as wins. They got 1-2-3 in a row, beating GMU, Walton, and Oxford. Lost to Bainbridge Guilford. Defeated Deposit and Delhi back-to-back games in over 3 days. And then lost again on Tuesday, as we said. Next week, they will take on Sydney on the 22nd. Covering that game for you. Unitigo at Sydney should be a good girls' game. And then Friday will be the 24th, and they'll host Hancock. Monday the 27th, it'll be a non-league game with Shenango Forks. Then home against Afton on the 28th, so back-to-back games. And they'll actually play 3 games in 4 nights as they go up to Unadilla Valley on Thursday, January 30th, to end their regular season. So senior game will be Tuesday, January 28th, as Unitigo girls host Afton. Can't tell you much about what Green has been doing. As I said, don't have game by game. They don't belong to Max Prep, so I only had a couple of games listed on that site. If you've ever wanted to know a lot about basketball, it depends on whether the school or coach inputs the information. For example, Harpersville girls, I get every box score for Harpersville girls now because Coach Ernsback enters that into Max Preps. Green does not, so I don't have all their games. But I know the game they lost to against Sydney was one of our first games of the season. In that game, Jessica David, a 5'10 senior and the returning leading scorer, had 14 points in that game. And a sophomore, Audrey Plata, had 8. And they lost that game 52-40. There were 2 lead changes in that game, and there was just 1 tie, 29-all. So it's been a while for Coach Dave Gorton, but he did say everybody is healthy. They've got senior leadership in Lindsey Brown and Jessica David. Sierra Stop Cody. They are the 3 seniors and tri-captains. Juniors are Tiffany Borst, Christy Haskell, Laura Monteleone, and Margot McDermott. They also have underclassmen, Katie Carey, Audrey Plata, are sophomores. They also have an 8th grader, Madeline Brink. She's got some height, 5'10". And in that game against Sydney, she went 1-for-2. She didn't see a whole lot of time, as I remember. Didn't get in foul trouble. Didn't even have a foul registered. So we're about 3 minutes away. What else can I tell you about Unitigo? The roster has 8 people. The suited-up players total 7 again because Kayla Comenda, who missed most of last season, has been out getting her tonsils out. And I teased her tonight. I said, so I guess you won't be singing the national anthem. And she should be back and ready to go for Monday in practice. So that's good. It's hard when you're a senior to miss any games. And to miss them because of getting your tonsils out, that's got to be even more frustrating because it's nothing that you're doing physically, you know, as far as ankles or knees or hands or anything like that. So that's got to be tough. Green has a lighter green color to them, and white numbers, big white numbers, thankfully, with black trim. Unitigo will be back in their home white with darker green as their accent colors. We're about 2:15, and Judy Patel will be singing our national anthem, so we better take our final break of the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show so that we can get those lovely strains of Judy Patel singing our national anthem, and then, of course, the introduction of the starting lineup. So stick around. It is Unitigo hosting Green Girls Mac Basketball Action. That's coming up live on your all-live AM and FM and local sports leader, WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
All right, we'll have the starting lineups, and then we're ready to rock and roll with basketball tonight.
You ready over there, Rich?
We're ready up here, too.
Thank you. And now for our starters for Green, number 21, Jessica David. Number 22, Sierra Stock-Cody. Number 24, Margot McDermott. Number 35, Audrey Plata. And number 41, Katie Carey. And the Trojans are coached by Dave Gordon.
So two seniors, a junior, and two sophomores in the starting lineup for Green. That's quite a... but a get-together out there near half court for those girls. Taking forever. Now they pump the floor, pound the floor, and get up. Now we're ready for the Unitigo lineup.
And now for your Unitigo Spartans, number 12, Emily Slauson. Number 20, Courtney Bullis. Number 22, Samantha Picard. Number 24, Cassidy Newman. And number 33, Marissa Woodard. And the Spartans are coached by Greg Bonskowski.
All right, we got that ready. And appreciate that for live announcement of starting lineup and an anthem. You can't beat that. It is a seven-person roster. Kayla Comenda has gone out to at least join them. She's in street clothes. Join them for the pregame routine. And not a bad crowd here tonight. Decent amount of people from Green. It's about like Harpersville was the other night. It's going, where's everybody? I mean, this is a nice win. It's a winter's night that's not too bad. The traveling is easy. Coming over from Green is never easy, that Route 206, but hey. And while we're waiting for this to start, I want to congratulate Caitlin Jackson, who goes to Norwood School but is connected to Afton and to Unadilla Valley and even to Sydney in some way, for her passing the audition and going to Hollywood with American Idol. And now we hope to have an American Idol-worthy game for you tonight. It didn't start out that way. The tip from Woodard into the hands of Courtney Bullis. She ran to start the fast break but forgot to dribble in time. So I guess an inauspicious beginning. Here we go. Green will... they got to make sure they put the arrow back for Unitigo, or excuse me, for Green in the alternate possession. But they take possession now. 2-3 zone played by Unitigo. They're going to start right out in a zone. Pass along the inside. The ball got ricocheted off and back into the hands of Audrey Plata. She lucked out there. She's at the top of the key. No shot yet. 10 on the shot clock. David on the right side. She's not going to pump it up from there. Now she gets a pass back and will throw it up for three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound Newman. Newman's outlet deflected from behind by the other 24, Margot McDermott. Green's got the ball right back. Two turnovers already from Unitigo. And the cross-court pass to Stock-Cody. Sierra Stock-Cody passes into the paint. The zone defense works. They come up with a steal. Woodard's got it off the bounce. off to Bullis. Bounce pass to the right side to Picard. And an entry pass was done in a routine way. And Katie Carey jumps inside and makes the steal. So three turnovers before the first Unitico shot. There hasn't been a shot in this game, and we've played a minute and 10. Well, there's a shot, but it's rejected by Woodard. The ball comes out to Margo McDermott, who puts it up and in. And on the first official shot that got near a rim, a minute 10 into play, it's 2-0. Bounce pass inside to Newman. Newman had such a tough shooting night on Tuesday. Missed it again here. Ball came out to Bullis. She puts it up from 15 and too light on the shot. Hits nothing and goes out of bounds. So a rough beginning for, especially for Unitego. As they set up in their 2-3 zone with Slauson and Bullis up top. High post. They keep flicking it around on the right side. Coming around the screen is Sierra Stop Cody. To the right for David. David, easy entry pass for McDermott. Now the shot from Katie Carey misses high off the glass. Well, the JV game was 26-24. This one might be something similar. One shot made in the first 2 minutes of action. Slauson from 15 feet. That one's short. Rebound by Carey. And here come the Green Lady Trojans. It was a nice pass. Looking for David on the advance. And too far in front of her. Out of bounds. Green turnover to the Lady Spartans. So not only was Unitego in a zone, looks like Green's going to be settling into something close to that. Pass down low for Woodard. Too hard on the shot. She came underneath the basket to get the pass, turned it around, and too much on it. David, double-teamed on the right baseline. McDermott, back to David for three. Way off. On the opposite side, put up and in by Katie Carey. Nice job on the offensive glass. She's got 2 points. It's 4-0 in favor of Green. Picard low for Newman. Newman off the glass. This one's good. And Cassidy Newman, 2 points for her. Boy, she really struggled. Had 5 second-half points on Tuesday night. Could not put the ball in the ocean, so to speak, in the first half. Along the baseline, nice pass, stop Cody to David. In through a double team. And a foul will be called on Newman. That's her first foul of any kind tonight. 4-2, our start with 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. So Jessica David at the line, returning all-star for the MAC. Steps up, shoots it, short. Do not know the free throw shooting percentages of any of the players for either team. Second shot also no good. Newman trying to chase it down, battled against it's 24 versus 24. Newman of Unitico and McDermott of Green. It went off the sneaker of Cassidy Newman. So back to Green we go. So don't know any of the free throw percentages. I just know that Unitico is shooting 38.6%. Well below what they should be. Keeping it on the perimeter. It's stop Cody to Carey in the deep left corner back outside. Got a substitution to tell you about in a second. David's in that right wing area to McDermott back outside. And the shot from outside put up by stop Cody. Missed it. Newman rebounds out to Bullis. 35 is, I'm sorry, it's not a sub. It's Audrey Plata. She just hadn't touched the ball before. Made it seem like she was a sub. Picard up to the top of the key for Courtney Bullis. Back to Picard. She'll go up for three, and it's short. Falls right down underneath the basket into the waiting hands of David. Jessica David waiting on the right wing. Nope, she's going to watch a teammate shoot it. It's an air ball and caught by Newman in the air, so it comes into Picard's hands with the orange sneakers to Bullis. Bullis crosses over to the left. That's one of her favorite moves. And top of the key for Slauson into Newman into Woodard. That one made it look easy. Tied for the first time tonight at 4. A little pressure defense now by Unitigo trying to spark some momentum. They tied it at 4. Cross-court pass and the dangerous one from David to Carey. Missed it, got the shot blocked. Ball is loose. It's Picard with it. Off to Courtney Bullis. Drifting to the left side to Slauson. Pass into Newman. Back up, off the glass, no good. Rebound McDermott. Now Unitigo changing things up a little bit. Newman guarding David. David's shot across the key, no good. Went up and over the rim from side to side. Chance for Spartans to take the lead with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. This game is flying by so far. Newman lost it in the paint. Here comes Plata. Try the crossover dribble, and that's going to be a violation. Crossover dribble, not what she wanted it to be. Very low-scoring start to this ball game, so it turns into more like a chess match strategy. Bullis to Slauson. Bounce pass inside. Dangerous to Newman. Passed into the zone, and then on transition, Stop Cody travels with the ball. So a flurry of mistakes for both teams, but a timeout asked for by Coach Greg Bonskowski. 2:09 to go in this game, into the first quarter. 4-4 tie. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef House is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef House Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Davey back live here at Unitigo, where the midwinter's night, we've got a girls MAC basketball game. The 4-2 MAC record Spartans against the 2-3 Green Lady Trojans. Unitigo on the offense, but an offensive foul coming back the other way as the shot was missed. Katie Carey got the loose ball, kind of swung an elbow. She's called for an offensive foul, so Unitigo benefits. Let's see if they can take advantage. Picard, three-pointer, no. But on the ricochet, oh, Newman almost lost it off for a rebound. Pass into Woodard, could not hang on to the ball. A lot of dropsies today for both teams. David, right to the middle for Stop Cody. Now it's David. Little stop and pop, 10-footer, no good. Rebound, Woodard and Carey battling for it. They'll stick both hands in the air and call it a possession arrow. Substitutions for Green. Our first look at number 10, Tiffany Borst, a 5'2 junior. And 23 is Madeline Brink. That's the 5'10 eighth grader that I told you about during the pregame. Pass by Picard, broken up, and transitioned over to Green. Carey, wide open on the right wing, doesn't take the shot. Well, she's thinking about it, though. Passing back to Borst. Borst back to Carey. They work it around to Borst again. Elbow shot off the back of the rim. Shoots. Both teams shooting as cold as the weather. There's a nice steal in there by Courtney Bullis. Got her hand in there on the passing lane. Oh, Bullis almost a travel. Woodard in the corner, back out to Courtney. Around the screen comes Picard for three, short. Rebound on the weak side by Jessica David, and she outlets to Borst. Borst giving a little oomph to this offense, speed-wise. Pass goes to Borst on the right wing. Passes up to David at the top of the key. Back to Borst. She is at the top of the key. Diagonal pass. Looking for an entry pass, but it's going to be David going to the hoop. Missed it. Rebound on the weak side by Stop Cody. Back to Borst. Her shot's off the back of the rim. Slauson rebounds for Unitigo. Up ahead, Bullis. Long pass to Newman. Good catch. Off the glass. Had a off-balance shot. It still almost went in. And the seconds tick by quickly enough to where no shot is taken after that. Almost a Newman basket off a good pass from Courtney Bullis, but it's a 4-4 tie. Both teams making two shots in a row early, and the last 4 minutes have been zilcho. So we'll see what happens with the second quarter, see if there's a little change of atmosphere here. So 4-4 tie, Unitigo and Green Girls, MAC basketball action. It's live on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Greg Davey back here at Unitigo, and it's turnover city, actually, for both teams. And it's somebody's trying to find the right answer, the right combination. Both coaches working this one in a most unique way. Very low-scoring ball game. So anybody gets a hot streak, it's going to be dangerous. Jessica David for Green, who's their leading scorer. She has not had a point yet in this game. 0 for 2 from the line. Two field goals for Green, two field goals for Unitigo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Almost look like six members of Green. Boy, it's zone offense, zone defense. Inbounds it comes. Tiffany Boris starting in the second quarter. She's at the top of the key and starting the offense. To Jessica David on the right wing. She floats over to the top of the key. Now a three-point shot, and what do you know? Up and in for Katie Carey. 5 points for her. It's 7-4. Three-pointers at a premium tonight. Neither team really shoots a lot of three-pointers. Inside Newman. Trying to go reverse. No, she's got to kick it out to Bullis. Her shot misses. Picard on that, on the near side to my left. Diagonal pass to Newman. It's going to go off her hands and out of bounds. Audrey Plata comes back in, replacing Sierra Stop Cody. So a slightly different look for Dave Gorton's team. And the Spartans are going to up their defensive pressure. Carey on the far sideline, double team, pass up ahead, and now back to Plata. Forrest, 15 footer, it's good. Well, jump start of the offense. Madeline Brink passes that ball to Tiffany Forrest for the 2-9-4. Largest lead for Green in this one. Woodard down on the baseline, passes to Newman. Newman caught under the defense. They'll swing it around. Now it's Lawson right side open. 16-footer, no good. Rebound weak side, Newman. Her shot is blocked. Ball recovered by Brink. Up the floor comes Tiffany Boris for Green. Looks like Allie Butler's going to be checking in, as is Megan Faulkner, who was instant offense in the Tuesday night game in the second quarter, and actually was the only offense in the second quarter for Unitigo against Harpersville. Already 2 minutes deep into the second quarter. 9-4 Green leads, and they've got the ball. Jessica David drives in off the glass, and it's good. Well, kind of like what I've been was saying before the quarter started. Anybody gets the least bit of hot shooting in them, it's going to make a big difference. That's what it's doing now. Woodard along the baseline. Nice strong move, her best move of the night. Woodard with two baskets now for 4 points. Pass from Newman made that possible, 11-6. Across the key to Carey, almost stolen by Slauson. David launches for three, way off the mark, but 3 seconds will wipe out any chance of that. Substitutions. Green brings in Margot McDermott And now Faulkner and Butler coming in. Megan Faulkner, a 5'8 senior. Allie Butler, a 5'7 junior. That's it. Two players off the bench for Coach Bonskowski. 11-6, Green leads. Unitigo with the ball, though. Slauson, bounce pass to the left side for Butler. Sort of a lazy pass, and Jessica David takes advantage with a steal, tries to finish it. It goes in and out. And up comes Unitigo with another chance. Butler on the right wing, up top of the key for Bullis. Bullis back to Butler. Butler into the corner for Woodard. Cross the court. They move it around. Bullis from the foul line. Too hard on the shot. Spins around, goes out of bounds. So Picard and Newman, who had just come out, get about a 1 minute breather, and they come in and replace two more starters. As the full court press by Unitigo does a little bit of good, but it still gets Green the ball down on the foul line. Almost a shot made by Borst. Rebound by Cassidy Newman. As Unitigo now gets a third straight chance to cut that deficit. Willis to the right wing for Butler. Baseball pass over to Picard. Back to Butler. Three-point shot is short. And it's out of bounds. 4:22 to go in this first half, 11-6, and right away, Evanely Slauson comes back in the game, replacing Allie Butler in the Unitigo lineup. So a 2-2-1 zone press without Woodard in there for Unitigo, and it's doing some good because it's taking a while for Green to get the ball over half court. They just do. Borst along the far sideline. Nice job to get out past that double team. Bounce pass to Plata, now to David. David sealed off there by Faulkner. They swing it back around to the left. Borst a short shot. No good. David got a hand on a rebound, kept it alive. Plata with a follow-up. No good. Rebound Newman. And she's fouled from behind by Margot McDermott. Nobody in foul trouble tonight. That's only the third foul called, and we're already halfway through the second quarter. So unless things change a lot, this is not going to do anything differently. Nobody's going to be in foul trouble, and they're not going to shoot one and one. Long pass for Bullis, and Bullis was wide open on the right side, too hard on the shot. She's been hard on her shots most of the time tonight. Borst to Jessica David, entry pass to McDermott from behind, knocked away by Faulkner, makes her go to the corner to get it. David to Plata, over to Borst, back to Plata, top of the key to David. 10 on the shot clock. Again, Borst. Now it's inside to Brink. Brink is double-teamed. And a timeout asked for by Dave Gordon. Alleviating the pressure. It's a short timeout. And we'll stay right here for that. Tomorrow night, Green Unitigo. The boys battling for supremacy in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. Unofficially, both teams undefeated. Going for first place. I know Green's undefeated. They're six, or Unitigo is. They're 6-0. Got their win last night against a very scrappy Harpersville team. Next Tuesday and Wednesday will be Unitigo-Sydney, the annual duel between neighborhood rivals. Unitigo and Sydney girls on Tuesday the 21st. Unitigo-Sydney boys on the 22nd Wednesday. Congratulations, by the way, to Mike Brzee for his 350th career victory, which he defines as simply, that means I'm old. Because you've been around long enough to win all of those games. Congratulations. Nonetheless, 11-6, and Green inbounds the ball with 4 seconds on the shot clock. Plata from the elbow at least gets a shot on the elbow. It's a live ball. Rebound by Woodard off the miss. Nice shot by Plata to at least get the shot off and almost make it. Slauson traveling before she can get a pass off. Some mental blunders there. 3:01 on the clock. Let's set the lineups for you. Jessica David, Margot McDermott, Katie Carey, Sierra Stop Cody, and Audrey Plata, I believe, are the five. Yep. Plata on the left wing. Bounce pass to Stop Cody. Whips it over to David. Now to McDermott. Short shot off the glass. No good. Rebound to Picard. Samantha Picard, one of a set of twins. The two of them came up on varsity during the postseason last year. Her sister, I believe her name is Emily. I see Emily's not playing basketball this year. Samantha Picard drives in, misses the shot. Newman on the follow-up. Well, she didn't get the shot to go, but she'll get two free throws to cut into that margin, and the foul will be called on Jessica David of Green, only her first at the line, Cassidy Newman. Just an 11-6 ball game, 2:18 left in the first half. Shot is up, and it's around and around and around and off the rim. It hit the rim four times. Or bounced on the rim, I should say, four times before it fell off. Second shot, way off the back of the rim. Looks like a violation will award her a third try. Second one missed hard, actually hit the backboard and then the back of the rim real quick. She'll get a third chance. It's up, and it's good. Now it's a four-point game, 11-7. Long pass up ahead to McDermott, guarded by Newman. Pair of 24s at it. David. Pass to stop Cody. Never hit the net, never hit the rim. Out of bounds and off to Unitigo. Approaching the two-minute mark, and a different kind of game tonight, no doubt about it. It's a midwinter cold shooting night. Slauson avoids the ball getting stolen. Bullis on the right baseline. Thought about a shot. Now it's a three-pointer for Slauson off the front of the rim. Picard chases it down, but then looks like Stop Cody hustled her way and tapped the ball forward and just saved it from going out of bounds all the way underneath Green's basket. Shot by Plata was blocked, and the ball stays in play. Newman recovers. The outlet pass gets blocked by McDermott, then she travels before she can get a shot off. Wow. So the one small flurry by Green has given them a four-point lead, but they've only got 11 points to speak for it, but they lead by four. Crazy game here. Picard to the right side for Bullis. Now Newman inside. Did she get the shot off? Foul's going to be on McDermott, and because she didn't let go of the ball, that's not considered a shot. That'll be an underneath an inbounds play. 1:16 to go, full timeout asked for by Unitigo. 11-7, Green leads Unitigo by four. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Ford, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, I sat here listening to a very loud and demonstrative timeout speech by Greg Bonskowski saying, look, we're going through the motions. You've got to dribble. You've got to pass. You've got to shoot. Don't be going through the motions. First play out of that, Samantha Picard got a pass and scored from just inside the three-point line, so it's suddenly an 11-9 game, and they just caused a turnover, so maybe things are turning around for the Spartans. Newman inside from Slauson. Oh, that one came in and went out. Woodard bustles for the rebound. She's drawn a foul. So maybe that speech by Coach Bonskowski has lit a fire underneath the Spartans. Foul is on Jessica David. She'll be the first one with two fouls. That's the fifth team foul on Green. Clock stops with 46 seconds left. Woodard at the line for the first time. Their shot is up, and it is no good. It's the front of the rim and clanks away. Substitution, Christy Haskell into the game for the first time, replacing Jessica David, who's got two fouls. Haskell, number 11, a 5'7 junior. Shot is up, and it is good for Woodard. She struggles with free throws, as does most of the team. A pass against the press, almost stolen by Slauson, but now it's a 3-on-2. Shot taken by Haskell. She enters the game, and within seconds has her first basket. 13-10. Intensity is picking up. Pass to Slauson. Oh, cross-court pass knocked right back into her hand. Stop, Cody. Got a nice deflection inside for Woodard. A little too hard on that Mustard pass to Woodard. Off her hands. Long pass up ahead to Brink. Brink in the paint. Goes to Haskell. Misses this time. Carey with a rebound. Beat Newman to the ball, but then traveled with it. She looked for the pass back to beyond the arc, and that was a travel. So 13-10. Spartans getting back into it a little bit. Picard into the corner for Newman. Back to Picard for a three. Would tie it. No, off the back of the rim. Woodard had a hand on it. Slauson tried to get it, and the shot will not be taken again by Green as the clock winds down already. Quick first half, 13-10. Green leads a low-scoring defensive turnover-laden battle by three. We'll be back to take a look at the brief scoring recap. And, of course, we've got a score for you from Bainbridge Guilford. It's 9-5 BG Varsity over Oxford in the first quarter. And their JV team goes up to 10-2 on the season with a big 20-plus victory over the Oxford Lady Blackhawks JV. So congratulations, Coach Tim Mattingly and his crew. And so far, 9-5, a varsity lead for BG over Oxford. All right, so low scoring is the name of the game tonight, I guess, in both sites that we've got reports. We'll come back with the Maravito Energy Products halftime report and go over last night's action as well. It's live Tri-Town High School Basketball on your local sports leader, WCDO.
This winter, let Maravito keep life warm. Maravito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Maravito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Maravito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Greg Davey back at Unitigo. Not a lot of offense tonight, so between the defense and the turnovers and trying to eliminate the turnovers, it's a 13-10 game. Anybody's ball game to win here tonight. Unitigo trailing Green as we head into halftime for the Morabito Halftime Report. Brought to you by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-H-E-A-T. The scoring recap will not take long. Green scored the first 4 points of the game. Unitigo came back to tie it at four. And then Green shot a three-pointer by Katie Carey to take the lead for good. And after a Unitigo timeout, there was actually some points scored and some feathers ruffled on the Unitigo sideline. So they made a little bit of a burst at the end, and it's 13-10. So from that three-pointer made by Carey of Green, it evened out. Here's the scoring recap. Carey does lead the Green team with 5 points, a two-pointer and a three-pointer. Margaret McDermott, Jessica David, Christy Haskell, and Tiffany Boris all one basket for two. Jessica David's 0 for 2 from the line, and that's the team standing as well. Unitigo has Samantha Picard with two, Cassidy Newman three, including 1 for 3 from the line, and Marissa Woodard has 5 points to lead the team, and she's 1 for 2 from the foul line. In last night's boys action, the game, I'm glad I covered this game, the game of the night was Unitigo 62, Harpersville 57, had 10 ties. Or check that, six ties and what, seven lead changes? One, two, three, four, five, six lead changes and four ties. All right, I exaggerated a little bit. But it was a really good game. Harpersville had 5 shots at the end to get it down to within two. Could not hit the three-pointer. Unitigo big baskets at the end by Tanner Winchester, who wound up with a career-high 31 points. Kellen Kamena chipped in with 16. And Harpersville's John Andrews led the way with 19 for his team. Devin Dean with 12 and Logan Dietzman with 10. And both teams shot very well from the free throw line. It's a fun game to do. Sydney outlasted Delhi 46-36. Again, Coach Mike Brzee, who is a classmate of mine from Sydney class of 76, he wins his 350th game coaching Sydney varsity, and did so on a very low-scoring game against the pesky Delhi team at the Sydney gym. Nick Mino led the way with 17 points. Chipping in with 11 was Trey Larson, including 7 for 9 from the foul line, and Billy Kozak, a couple of three-pointers. He had 8 points, and Sydney was 10 for 12 from the line. Delhi 12 for 14 from the line. So not many free throws taken, but they made the most of the threes that they did take. Walton beat BG. After a close first quarter, it was all Walton the rest of the way, 67-30. BG did get one win a couple of weeks ago against Hancock. They were led by Mike Carlin's 14 points in the ball game. For girls action, do we have any girls action last night? Not that we can report. But Deposited Wrestling defeated Delhi 54-27. And I know there's some other action. Let's see what the calendar shows for tonight. Tonight is, we had the Oxford BG update at 9-5 so far. That's all we have. That should be getting close to halftime. Hancock is at Delhi tonight in girls action. And Sydney is wrestling in Harpersville tonight against the newly combined Bainbridge-Guilford-Appen-Harpersville wrestling team. Unadilla Valley is at Otselic Valley, and Walton is at Hancock. And that's what we got for you tonight. And boys basketball tonight is Harpersville at UV. At least that's what's on the schedule. I find that hard to believe. Harpersville will play two nights in a row, but I guess it's possible. All right, we're about 2.5 minutes away. Told you that tomorrow night, Green Unitico boys are right here, and it should be a fun game to watch as well as last night's game was. Both teams going for first place in the MAC with Sydney a game out. I'm not sure about UV. I think Unadilla Valley is either one loss or possibly two. They lost to Sydney, but they still have to play Unadilla. They still have to play Unitigo, I believe, and I think they still have to play Green. We'll come back with the second half. Rabideau Energy Products Halftime Report. Your score in a very low-scoring, turnover-infested game. 13-10, Green leading Unitigo in this MAC Girls matchup. You're listening to it live on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, you just never know when you start the broadcast now that we have capability of WCDO Sports on demand from all across the country and streaming audio. Tonight, I think it's a new one. At least it hasn't been this season yet. Fremont, Iowa, the heartland of the United States, listening to WCDO Sports. Got to be an interest there somewhere, but we're glad you're along and give you a little shout-out. 13-10, we start the second half of action. Unitigo going to my right by their home bench, and Green opposite, of course, to their visitors' bench side. And Unitigo's offense sputtering in the first possession as the turnover, which got them the first second of the ball game, continues in the start of the second half. We'll set the lineups for you as they go before or after a foul is called on Samantha Picard of Unitigo. Unitigo only had one in the entire first half, so no problems there. Unitigo in a 2-3 zone defense. Marissa Woodard right in the middle. Shot for stop Cody. Sierra stop Cody from the foul line extended. No good. Rebound Marissa Woodard. Here comes Unitigo. Down the paint. Oh, a nice attempt at a pass from Bullis down through traffic to Newman. And I think that's a possession arrow. That's going to go right to Unitigo. So Unitigo has their starters in there. Bullis, Slauson, who shoots from the right baseline, missed it. Not a bad shot, though. Picard, Woodard, and Newman. Here comes, in transition, Jessica David all the way. Nobody guarded her closely, and David doubles her point output to 4, and it's 15-10, tied for the largest lead they've had in the game. Cassidy Newman, cross court, looking for Picard, but it was closer to a Green defender before going out of bounds. So the Spartans seem to get a little energy boost from their full court defense. They do it here, but nice pass by Stop Cody over the defense to Jessica David. So they start their offense. Sierra Stop Cody. Woodard trying to help along the baseline. Pass along the baseline underneath to Katie Carey. Missed it. David with a follow-up misses. Woodard will rebound and look the other way now for Picard. Picard to Courtney Bullis. set the green line up in just a moment. They're also in a 2-3 or 2-1-2 zone defense. Picard on the right side. She hit a two-pointer off the timeout from that spot. Bad pass by Slauson, picked off by David. She scored on the last layup. Let's see if she scores on this one. She does indeed. 6 points for Jessica David. 17-10. Now it's the largest lead. Picard, well, she had a wide open three if she wanted it. She's their best free throw shooter for, or three-point shooter, rather. Woodard misses inside again, got off balance. Stop Cody up the left side. Double team, passing up to Carey. Back to Stop Cody on the left wing. McDermott waiting for an entry pass that never comes. Plata, bounce pass inside to a wide open McDermott. Well, she was patient enough to wait for her pass, and it came with an easy shot. 19-10 as Green's going for the upset here. Spartans going to that offense. Woodard on the right baseline. Off to Bullis. Back around the screen comes Picard. Back to Bullis. Left side for Slauson. Slauson to Picard. She's open for three. Short rebound off the hands of Woodard. Frustration setting in. You can tell on her face. Pass up ahead to David. Block. No. Foul. Nice pass by Sierra Stop Cody. Up ahead to Jessica David. And that foul is going to go on Emily Slauson of Unitigo. That's only her first. So at the line, David is 0 for 2 so far. She shoots from about a foot and a half away from the free throw line. And she misses. She's going to try a little bit farther out. Shot is up. And it's good. So 1 for 4, 7 points to lead all scores. 20-10, the lead now doubling. Spartans looking for their first second half points. Woodard at the top of the circle now. They were swinging around to Newman inside, forced it for Woodard. Ball never came close. The double team effective for Green's defense. Plata, top of the key, drives to the right side for David. Jessica passes up to Audrey Plata. She's guarded by Slauson. Now in against Woodard, and Woodard with a block and recovery. Green fans not happy, but that was a clean block. It just happened that the shooter was floored to the ground from the impact of that block. David with a recovery in the backcourt. Steals it away from Unitigo. Plata into the bounce pass to Carey. She's in the right corner. Gets around Woodard, and a blocking foul will be called. I'm sorry, on Marissa Woodard. Woodard stayed foul-free in the first half, so that's only her first. Looks like a timeout. Full timeout for the coach. And we're going to stay right here. And again, because just wanted to reiterate, because in our schedule, and that was on our website for most of the week, that Oxford BG boys tomorrow night, but it's not going to be that. It's going to be Green Unitigo boys here in an anticipated first place matchup in the MAC. Green trying to break through that top four. It's been Sydney Unitigo for the last several years in the finals. Sydney won 2 years ago. Unitigo has won the last two seasons. Remember, the MAC playoffs are broken down into the top four teams, the next four teams, and the bottom four teams, and they each have their own little mini tournament, which is a nice thing to do before sectionals begin. And then, of course, you know, the cream of the crop at SUNY's Alumni Fieldhouse on February the 13th, and I should look this up. Dun, 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 dun. Saturday, February 15th. Okay, Saturday, February 15th. So Valentine's Day is on the 14th, and the doubleheader basketball championships are on Saturday the 15th. And then sectionals will start for the boys on Tuesday the 18th and for the girls on the 19th. And in just case you're wondering, last year's senior game was here at Unitigo. It worked out because they had all seniors on both sides. There's the layup and the basket for Sierra Stop Cody. Now Green keeps on scoring. not in piles, but enough to make it a 22-10 lead. This year they go alphabetically. It's Unadilla Valley for the, actually it's not alphabetical, is it? Unitigo's after Unadilla Valley, but I think they made an arrangement. UV's going to get the senior game this year. They pass down low to Woodard. Woodard off the glass. She's got it to go, and the first points finally come at the 3:48 mark. They're going to have to see some more of that. 22-12, Katie Carey. We still haven't set the lineup. Newman recovering from going out of bounds in front of the green bench. They passed to Carey, and she got surprised from behind so much that she traveled with the basketball. 3:36 to go, third quarter, 22-12. Unitigo is trailing by 10. They've got a 4-2 league mark. Green is 2-3. Woodard, always double team when she gets the ball, even though it's in the corner. To Woodard again. She tried to bounce the ball down low. It's a possession arrow as the smaller, quick hands of Green come into play. Tiffany Borse returns for the Green Trojans, replacing Sierra Stopcody. A little smaller lineup for Green. Green, a pressure defense. And because they couldn't get the pass in, coach will call a timeout. I think we'll take a break. 3:22 to go in this third quarter. 22-12 in favor of Green. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School girls basketball on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. My name is Greg Davey, broadcasting from Unitigo. Got a BG Oxford update for you. And what had been a close first quarter, 9-5 BG, is now a 24-8 halftime lead for the Lady Bobcats. BG, talking to Bob Conway, he's pretty sure his team is capable of getting into the Final Four of the MAC. And that would be another year. They did that. They snuck in last year at the end. They lost their first two games, I think, and then won the rest of them, or all but one or something, and got into the Final Four and almost made it a game with Harpersville in the semifinals. All right, 22-12. Green gets the ball across half court, and it goes into their offensive set. Traveling is the call as Woodard might have gotten away with a holding foul, but Unitigo's man-to-man defense forcing Green to pass it long, and they've been successful at it. Now Green sets up their 2-3 defense zone. Bullis all the way up to the top of the key. Not going to shoot it from out there. Allie Butler's in the game. She'll shoot it and miss it. Rebound knocked away. Bullis to the left side for Newman. Inside Woodard. The turnaround is good, and she's fouled. Well, that was an assertive move, helped by Newman's entry pass. The foul will be on Margot McDermott. That is her second foul. First foul of the second half for Green. So Woodard at the line. He's got 9 points, going to try to make it 10. And no, this one spins out. Rebound to Madeline Brink, who's in the ballgame for Green. Now I can finally set the lineup. Tiffany Borst, Madeline Brink, Jessica David, Audrey Plata, and Katie Carey. And that's not the starting lineup of the third quarter, believe me. And shot from Carey from three-point range, no good. She's got the only three-pointer in this game. The only one really capable on a regular basis for Unitigo is Samantha Picard. She's attempted only one tonight. Bullis, bounce pass inside, off the leg of a defender. So Bullis will now inbound it from underneath the Unitico basket with 2:22 to go in the third quarter. Unitico trails by 8. Picard open for 3. Big shot. No, off the front of the rim. Ball out of bounds off of 2 green players. They'll try it again from the opposite side. Left side, Picard for 3. It spins out. That one was in and out. Hit halfway down. Ball at half court. Brink passes long for David against Megan Faulkner, who's checked into the ball game. Faulkner preventing a sure 2-point layup. But that foul will go on Faulkner, her first. And that's the team's 4th. They had 1 in all of the first half. Plata comes out. Sierra Stop Cody comes back in. She started both the game and the third quarter. She'll inbound it. Green sets up the square. They crisscross. It's Carey. 15-footer. Swish! One of the easiest plays of the night. Carey with 7 points. Carey and David sharing honors with 7 each. They lead 24-14. Bullis. Bounce pass. Touched by Boris, but out of bounds. And it looks like Coach Bonskowski wants a 30-second timeout. 24-14. Well, let's stay here because I do want to... I mentioned it real quick before the start of the game. But on January 7th, did a game at Unadilla Valley. That was the double overtime thriller, Sydney beating Unadilla Valley to make their point known that they're going to be in this MAC chase. But before the game, and it's happened several times in the last 2 or 3 years, I asked Caitlin Jackson to sing the national anthem, and she did, not telling me that she had auditioned for American Idol in August. Well, she had to be quiet about it anyway. They have to sign this waiver, but they showed it live last night. I got to see the taped version of it. She sang a song that she wrote in honor of her late grandfather who passed away while she suffered a heart attack. She calls it Another Angel. She blew the place away. She got a tweet from former winner Jordan Sparks. I mean, it can't get any better. Here comes Picard with a 3-pointer around the rim again. No good. Newman kept it alive. Picard, pass over to Bullis. Bullis to Newman on the right baseline. Her shot is short. And Borst went for the rebound. It's out of bounds. So cutting back to the singing thing. So if you want to hear a version of her singing the national anthem, it is on the archives for the Unadilla Valley Sydney basketball game on the 7th. Picard for 3. This one misses. Faulkner rebounded on the far side but fell down and had to let go of the ball or else she'd be called for travel. So Green picks it up. Down the court they go. Spartans knock it out of bounds, and we reset for Green with a 27-second shot clock. 24-14, Green by 10. Pass on the weak side to Boris, off the glass, no good. Batted back in the play, David with a turnaround shot, missed it. Blocked by Newman, and it's out of bounds. Sierra Stop Cody will inbound. One of 3 seniors on the Green team. Pass inside to Boris. Pass on the back to stolen away, intended for David. Faulkner with the steal. She challenges David. A very assertive move for the senior 5'8", Megan Faulkner. The foul's going to be on David. That'll be her 3rd. She's the only one with 3. Second foul of the half for Green, and Faulkner is at the line to shoot 2. Shots up and good. Forced and David come out. Replaced by Christy Haskell. And I think Madeline Brink is back in there. So Faulkner at the line made 1. She made 2. Good form, good results. She's got 2 points. It's 24-16. Pass that's going to probably go out of bounds. Yes, nice job defensively on the denied defense by Unitigo. Caused a bad pass, and that's a pass that normally has been completed to break the press by Green. There was a fake cut and the pass was made while the cut was being executed, or the fake was being executed. You know what I'm saying. Cross court to Faulkner. Well, she was open but didn't take the shot. Slauson to Courtney Bullis this time from the right baseline. Missed it. Newman puts it back up. No good. Gets it again and scores it. Cassidy Newman stays with the basketball. And whoa, a blocking call. Sierra stopped Cody right in front of the scorer's table, right in front of us. Plowed over Emily Slauson, and they're going to call Slauson for a block. Now, the point here is, was she moving in the situation? Or did she plant herself? And the referee finds himself explaining it to the coach of Unitigo, Greg Bonskowski. And that was against the double team, and Slauson shaking her head. I don't blame her. Shaking her head. Both, neither team, neither player's hurt, and that's what counts the most at this point. 24-18, and nice defense by Faulkner that time. Creates another turnover. 24-18, Unitigo has not been this close in a while. So a chance to narrow the lead from 6. 39 seconds to go in the quarter. Into the corner for Picard, left baseline. No, off the back of the rim. Remember, Wooders out of the game right now. So Newman and Faulkner are their best rebounders. Possession arrow with Stop Cody and Slauson at it again. Woodard's going to come in the game now for Faulkner. And with a, I think that's a great move by Bonskowski, because with 31 seconds to go, they can go right to Woodard. But Picard's going to go for three. Missed it. Weak side rebound. Newman underneath for Woodard. Up, off the glass. No! Too hard on the shot, but she's fouled. That foul's going to go on Christy Haskell of Green, who commits her first foul. Good move substituting there by Coach Bonskowski. Faulkner now comes in for Cassidy Newman. Number 15, Lindsey Brown, the third senior of that trio. 5'5 senior number 15. She checks in for Green. 24 seconds to go. Woodard to shoot two. First one's up. No, it's a one-on-one. My mistake. I am sorry. How come she only got one shot? She didn't make it. Or did she? Well, they're going to say, oh, boy, there's a mix-up there. They just put 2 points on the board, so apparently the shot that didn't go in is made. And they don't have a shot clock in operation, so things are all askew here. Something's wrong. The shot clock never moved. So a blocking foul is called on Marissa Woodard, but I go back to the fact that that shot go in? I didn't think it went in. They only gave Marissa one shot. So a phantom basket, let's call it, that does cut the deficit to 24-20. Woodard comes out of the game, and now the officials are meeting together. They might have a correction to make, but or maybe they'll just let it go. They're giving a basket that did not go in the basket. That is exactly what they're doing. And Dave Gordon, I don't blame him a bit. That was a free 2-point play. So, as I've said, 27 seasons doing live high school basketball, and you think you've seen it all. Earlier this year, or last week in the Sydney girls game, the quarter did not end, or the half did not end at the half. It ended in the second half. So that I'd never seen. And now I see a shot that didn't go in and is counted for 2 points, and it wasn't goaltending. And a double dribble by Katie Carey, but she got away with it. No harm, nowhere, because she couldn't get a shot off. So crazy things are going on here tonight. 24-20. The basket that did not go through the hoop is counted as 2 points. And that's the way it stands. 24-20, Green by 4. We've got ourselves the game again. Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Call 563-1522.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
How Dave Gordon spent most of that quarter break talking to the officials about the basket that didn't go in, that was counted. Meanwhile, Courtney Bullis will shoot and try to get the deficit from four down to two, and it misses. Cassidy Newman rebounds along with Sierra Stopcody. Newman fell, and she fell out of bounds, and they're going to give that ball to Green. Green facing this man-to-man press. It's getting harder and harder for them to bring the ball inbounds. Give Unitico credit. They don't have a great shooting night, but they're at least putting the pressure on defensively. And a pass that bounces from Audrey Plata into and out of the hands of Sierra Stopcody. Unitico has never led. We were tied at four. That was it. Low, low, low scoring. From the corner. Well, Picard going for a three. This time she hits the side of the backboard. Rebound for Green, and here they come trying to extend their lead. They led by as much as 10 points. Unitico doubled their offensive output, and there's a blocking foul. Sierra Stopcody fouled in the act of shooting by Emily Slauson, and that was kind of a reckless play to begin with. And they'll say she was, what looked like a shot to me, they said that she's not shooting. So hang on just a minute, folks. Well, Coach Gordon is going to want a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here. It's always been my policy to not question the referees too much. I mean, I got a right to say, look, the guy, you know, the guy or the girl took three steps, carried the ball. Charge block could go either way, as we know. Sometimes it looks obvious, but it's not. Sometimes the other night there was a double dribbler right in front of the official, and they didn't blow the whistle. Those kind of things, and they always happen. So, you know, referees are human. That's one of the ways I paid extra for, or got extra money in college. I refereed, and when you could referee fraternity games and come out of there unscathed, you're doing a good job. I wore that zebra stripe enough, let me tell you, of people from all, and nobody ever is wrong when they commit the foul. They're never wrong. So I know where they're coming from. All right, the inbounds play. Plata to McDermott. Soft jump shot. Missed it. Stopcody gets a rebound, passes to Plata on the left baseline, missed it. And Picard almost had Newman on a breakaway, but she had to control the basketball first against the defender. So now under 7 minutes to go. Slauson at the top of the key, swings it to Picard. If she gets hot from the outside, look out, but she's missed a couple of close ones. She'll shoot for 2 points this time. This one spins out. Woodard rebounds, shot blocked from behind by Carey. And traveling against Stopcody as she tried to break away. 22 against 20. It's interesting how 22 and 22 are guarding each other. 24 and 24 wind up guarding each other. Pass along the baseline. Stolen by David. Oh, goodness. That was supposed to be a pass to Slauson. David, nice steal. There's almost a steal from Bullis. And whoa! Picard did have a steal, and Stopcody ran smack dab into her. That's going to be a foul on Sierra Stopcody. I've got her down as only her first foul. Clock stops with 6:32 to go. 24-20. Green leads by four. Unitico, a 4-2 MAC record. at risk right now. Bullis stops, passes to Slauson to Samantha Picard. Diagonal pass knocked away, but recovered by Slauson. Good hustle on her part. 13 on the shot clock. She dribbles underneath the basket, passes to Picard. Now wide open is Bullis, but her back is to the basket. Now to Picard again. Passes inside to Newman. Her short jumper is good, and she's fouled. Well, patience by the Lady Spartans, no question about it. They're now within two. Foul will go on Margo McDermott. And according to the scoreboard, that's four. I had her down for three. They say four. So Newman to get it within one, and she does. 8 points for Cassidy Newman. 24-23. Yes, it's low scoring. Blocking foul will be called again on Slauson. That'll be her fourth. This stop Cody did something very similar to before, coming up the near sideline, right down in front of me, in front of the scores table. And because Slauson was moving, it's considered a block. That was the seventh team foul, so we actually do have a 1-1 with 6 minutes to go. First 1-1 of the night. The shooter will be Sierra Stopcody, who is at the line for the first time tonight. It's a 1-1. Shot is up. No good. Rebound Woodard aggressively. Nice job there to secure the rebound. Bullets up the center of the floor. Fakes to the right, passes to left for Picard. Picard dribbles all the way over, and the ball slapped away by Carey. The pass intended for Slauson. Picard will inbound right in front of the Unitigo bench. 17 on their shot clock. Bullis gets the entry pass at the top of the key. Back to Picard. Picard guarded by Stop Cody. Now to Bullis. 10 on the shot clock. Back to Newman. Inside Woodard. Off the glass. No, never went off the glass. Off balance shot. Nowhere near the basket. And a steal by Bullis. Oh, backcourt violation. Courtney Bullis stole the ball right near half court, and before Coach Bonskowski could call a timeout, there was nobody from Unitigo on the right, the correct side, the forecourt, if you will. And she passed it behind the half-court line. So there's another steal by Bullis. She still dribbles around. Nice stop. Nice second-chance steal there by Bullis. Slauson. Back to Bullis. Fakes the pass to the left. Now it's Woodard to the right baseline. Diagonal pass to Picard. Short, just inside of the arc. No good. Saved by Newman on that far side. Picard got the pass deflected by Stop Cody. She's done that a lot tonight. Sierra Stop Cody has great instincts when it comes to those kind of passes. 24 on the shot clock. Inbounds to Slauson. Shot blocked by David out of bounds. 22 on the shot clock. 4:58 left. 1 point game. Unitigo trailed by as many as 10. They now trail by one. Picard and Bullis playing the guard position against this zone. Down low to Newman. The turnaround is good, no good. She saved. Oh, she tried to save it after the block shot, but her foot, her toe was on the line. Referee right there to make the call. So Stop Cody playing the guard right now. Passes over the double team. Plata to McDermott. Inside David. A lap. Missed it. Got her own rebound. Up and good. Big shot by Jessica David. She's got 9 points. Back to a three-point lead for Green. 26-23. 4:25 and the clock ticking in the fourth. Slauson around to Picard. Could tie it up with a shot there. No. Woodard's going to shoot from the baseline. No, no arc there, and it fell short. Rebound, David. David dogged all the way by Courtney Bullis. They'll call the foul on Courtney. But again, had she not made that foul, Jessica David, based on what she's done before, would have stormed down for the layup. Nobody in double figures, with the exception of Marissa Woodard, who has 11 points. And remember that last basket she had in the third quarter didn't actually go through. Jessica David missed her first three free throws. She has made her last two. And that's a 1-1. 4:12 on the clock. Second shot is no good. Rebound Woodard. All right, so it's back to a four-point green lead, 27-23. Picard to the point guard, Courtney Bullis. Bullis dribbles it as far as she can go on the right baseline. Passes back to Woodard. Woodard right to Picard. Picard around the screen. Oh, lost track of the ball. Newman picks it up, though. Newman goes underneath the basket and is fouled on her way through. That foul's going to be on McDermott, and that should be all for her. That will be five on Margo McDermott, based on the last one showing she had four. So that'll be a one-minute break. There's no timeout needed if there's a foul out. And you get up to a minute to make your substitution. So Unitigo, I'm not sure if they're changing personnel or not. Although it looks like Megan Faulkner is now in the game. So Madeline Brink will check in. Number 23, the eighth grader, checks in for Margot McDermott. McDermott sits down with 4 points. 27-23, Green leads by four, but it's Unitigo's ball underneath their basket. Courtney Bullis will inbound. They go inside to Woodard. She puts it up and scores it. Well, you do what you got to do in that situation. 27-25, and an inbounds pass off the hands of Carey. It'll go back to Unitigo with a chance to tie or take the lead. Or no, I guess they give it back to Green. And a timeout called for by Coach Dave Gorton because nobody was open for the inbounds. He didn't want that five-second call. We're going to take a break. 3:46 left in this one. It's a nail-biter of the low-scoring kind. 27-25 Green, you're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
The Umphidol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Umphidol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town Area High School Sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, Greg Davey, and how do you make a low-scoring game sound exciting? Well, these girls are making it possible tonight, that's for sure. Defense and turnovers and deflections and block shots and block passes, key free throws. One three-pointer is all I've seen go through. A basket that didn't go through. We got everything here tonight. 27-25. Spartans. Oh, and Samantha Picard with a steal along the sideline. Just stepped out of bounds. Samantha Picard, big defensive effort. Almost stayed in bounds. Her momentum took her out, though, just barely. So the Green Trojans still looking to pass it inbounds. And a steal by Newman in the open court. She's going up and is fouled. Newman hit hard by Katie Carey. And she'll get up to shoot two. Carry it with a second foul. But the defense for Unitigo on the inbounds making that possible. And the pass floated up toward midcourt. Newman timed it and made the steal. So she gets two at the line. Jim gets deathly quiet. Ooh, in and out. 2 for 5 from the free throw line for Ms. Newman. She's got 8 points tonight. Chance to cut it to one. It's up, and it's good. All right, so they're back to the one for the second time in the fourth quarter. 27-26. Again, a bad pass. Newman with a steal. Oh, just off her foot. Well, Green is trying to figure out how to get the ball inbounds, and Unitigo is licking their chops, ready for the steal each and every time. Unfortunately, two of the three times, the ball's gone out of bounds. They'll try it again. They don't take the inbounder. The pass goes to stop Cody. Oh, got away with the travel. No, they're going to call a travel. As stop Cody got the ball and stuttered a bit. And Coach Bonskowski, the official was right in front of him, and he screamed for it. Referee did the right thing, said, calm down, Coach. I'm making the call. And it was the travel. So Unitigo can take the lead here. Going to be patient on offense. Newman comes around the screen to the near side. Back to Picard. Now down to Woodard. Woodard, diagonal pass to Bullis. Bullis crosses the paint. Entry pass. No, cross court to Newman. Newman drives in, left side, layup gone! First lead for the Spartans. Our first lead change of the ball game. It's far from over, though, and a pass that's going to go in the backcourt. They'll call it backcourt. I believe this is the first year that that would be possible. Or no, check that. First year 10-second violation is enacted for girls basketball. They never had it before. And back when I did college basketball in the 70s, they didn't have backcourt either. You could run in the backcourt with a basketball or dribble it and be okay. No shot clock or anything. 28-27, Unitigo leading for the first time. Newman to Courtney Bullis through a double team, puts it up. It's deflected and recovered by Green. Audrey Plata brings the ball up court, crosses the Spartan mascot at midcourt. Unitigo stays in that 2-3 zone. David, the fake, the shot is short. Rebound comes right back to her. Off the glass, no good. And there's a foul called in the act of shooting. Looks like Megan Faulkner, and that's only her second foul. Seventh team foul. It doesn't matter in this case because it's a shooting foul, so David will be at the line. He's got a team-high 10 points. Two shots. First one, good. And we're tied for the second time. The first time was all the way back at 4-4. Now it's 28-28. Emily Slauson, who has four fouls, checks in for Megan Faulkner. David made the first one. She's got 11 points. Second shot is short. Rebound to Slauson. Clears it out. Gives it to Courtney Bullis. Tied at 28, 2:25 left. Low, low, low scoring game, but still very much strategy involved here and execution. Woodard in the right corner. Now she goes to the top of the key for Picard. Slauson for three, big shot, short, air ball. Rebound, David. Courtney Bullis bothers her a little bit and tries to make the steal. Nope, David controls it. Nice job for Jessica David, the senior. Plata to David. David at the elbow. Puts up a floater off the glass. No good. Battle for the ball off of Tiffany Borst, who has just checked into the ball game. It'll be Unitigo's chance to take the lead. They've got Slauson, Woodard, Newman, Picard, and Bullis. Slauson, one dribble over to Bullis. Bullis passes low for Newman. Newman underneath the basket. Keeps dribbling. Baseball pass back to Bullis. Saves it out from going out of bounds, and Picard has her foot on the line. So it got away from the Spartans that time. It goes back to Green for their chance to take the lead. One lead change and two ties in this game. Carey again, trouble getting the ball in. David will help her out there. David likes to be on that right side of the offense. Plata gets around Picard. Bounce pass to Borst. Up over Woodard. Too hard on the shot. Maybe because she thought it might get blocked. Now it's the Spartans' turn to try to take the lead back. Bullis, left side Picard. Samantha dribbles over the double team to Slauson. Slauson, entry pass to Woodard. Gets away. Slauson recovers. Pass floated up to Picard. Seven on the shot clock. Inside to Woodard. Off her hands. Recovered by Jessica David. Who's going to win our awards tonight? Who's going to win the game tonight? Borst driving in and out. Rebound Slauson. We're under a minute, down to 52 seconds. And a timeout. I remember when coaches couldn't call timeout. It had to be the players, but coach can call it now, and he does. 47 seconds left, 28-28 tie. You can't be serious with the OT word, can you? Well, we'll see what happens. Take a break. Live Tri-Town High School Basketball, 28-all tie on WCDL.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company.
Company, on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here, and the only time a low-scoring game can be exciting is when both teams are low-scoring and points are at a premium, obviously. 47 seconds to go. That was the easiest riddle of my day. So here's the story. Unitigo has 10 fouls, so Green is in the double bonus. Unitigo could shoot 1-1 because there's only 7 Green fouls. And a foul away from the ball. Offensive foul on Cassidy Newman, bowling over Katie Carey away from the basketball. I didn't see the impact. I only saw the result. And that's a non-shooting situation. Newman's second foul. So that's non-shooting. So Unitigo will set up their trusty defense again. Let's see if they get another steal or deflection or something. Woodard way in the backcourt, or in the forecourt. Everybody else, and there's a steal by Picard, or no, Plata gets it back. Although they say Picard had stepped on the end line, so it looks like 25-second shot clock. It will stay Green's basketball. Oh, it's a full timeout. All right, we'll take a short break. 35 seconds to go. We could have a BG score for you. Unitigo and Green tied at 28 on your local sports leader, WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
We know how hard it is to raise a family.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, we got our final score from Bainbridge Guilford. Lady Bobcats storm out to an early lead. Never look back. They win 55-20. Bobcats winning over the Lady Blackhawks. There were years when those two teams were the two best in the league, hands down. Boy, that has some classic matchups. All right, 35 seconds to go in the game, 25 on the shot clock. Green does get the ball inbounds this time. Stop Cody, guarded by Newman. Newman's taking her man-to-man. Stop Cody along the baseline, tries to pass the ball over to Katie Carey, kicked away by Woodard. 13 on the shot clock. Inbounds play coming with a 28 all tie. Stop Cody will inbound. They set up the square. Coming out of the screen is Carey, but she tripped coming out, and she's going to lose the basketball. She's got to be awful mad at what happened. She tripped coming out of a screen. The pass was made, and she could not put the two together. Unfortunate accident for her. Unitigo trying to benefit. Samantha Picard, bounce pass to Emily Slauson. Slauson in the baseline. 11 seconds to go. Picard drives in, puts it up, is deflected. We might have overtime. Bounce pass. Almost stolen by Newman. Almost stolen. And there's only 4 seconds to go. That's a full timeout. And right now, I'm looking to see who's got, how many have anything left. Looking at the babbling here, but looking at the official, trying to see how many timeouts for each team are left. I think Unitigo has one left. I don't know if Green has any left at all, but there's 4 seconds to go, and I guess in this game where points are rare, might as well be tied and go to overtime. crazy to do this at 28-28. Not the lowest scoring game I've ever done. It's the lowest scoring game with two teams playing, though. I mean, I've had games where, you know, the losing teams had 12 or 15 points, but never a score this low that I can, at least that I can recall. 28-28. I remember the Sydney boys in 1998 in the semifinals against unbeaten Warsaw. The final was 42-38. That was in a state semifinal. That was astronomically low. All right, 4 seconds to go. Stop Cody to inbound. Carey passes up ahead. And nothing doing. We're tied. We're going to overtime. Both teams are smiling, and now that basket that never, the shot that never went through the basket but was counted for two, seems to be a very important piece of this puzzle. So we'll take a break. We got a 4 minute overtime up ahead. It is live Tri-Town High School Basketball. Green and Unitigo tied at 28 and going to extras on WCDL.
Oh, there's nothing better than a Big Mac sandwich.
Well,
the melted cheese, tangy pickles, special sauce.
I can think of one thing.
Impossible.
Two Big Mac sandwiches.
Now at McDonald's, get two Big Mac sandwiches for just $4. Two legendary Big Mac sandwiches with melted cheese, pickles, and special sauce. Only $4.
Okay, that is better.
And bigger.
Delicious.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Price of single item posted on the menu board. Limited time offer.
Some prefer it hot, like hot McCafe coffee, mochas, lattes, and more. And some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone likes saving big during McCafe Mondays. Mondays in January, get a small white chocolate mocha for $1. Yep, just $1. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only. Limited time only.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, here's the deal. Green has 28 points through four quarters. 11 two-pointers, 1 3-pointer, and 3 for 9 from the foul line. Unitigo has 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 two-pointers themselves. No three-pointers, but they are 6 for 12 from the foul line. 28 points. Margot McDermott has fouled out for Green. Unitigo has Emily Slauson with 4. Nobody else, I think, has 4 at all. We are up for a second tap, and the tap goes to Bullis, to Newman on a fast break basket. I can't believe it. The first fast break basket for Unitigo of the night, and it's within seconds of the overtime starting. 13 points for Cassidy Newman, and a foul on 22 Samantha Picard, which means a double bonus for Green. Picard's second foul. At the line is Tiffany Borst, and she has one basket for 2 points. She gets her first free throw right here. First two free throws. Shot is up and good. Well, that ups Green's percentage to 40%. They're 4 for 10 from the line. They've made 3 of their last 5, though. Second shot up and good. Well, Boris knows what she's doing at the line. Good form there. We're tied again. Oh, my goodness. Tied again at 30. Our third tie of the ballgame, folks. 30-30. Same offense for Unitigo. They've run all game long. Bullis from 15. Short. Out of bounds. Nobody touched it. Turned over to Green. Unitigo. Such a nasty man-to-man defense on this press. Forced. Evan forcing to change direction. Nice pass, though, to Plata over half court. Right back to Borst. Foul line shot off the back of the rim. Rebound, Emily Slauson with a rebound. It's Slauson, Bullis, Picard, Woodard, and Newman. Starting 5 for Unitigo. Left side for Picard. Again, she dribbles across, but this time hands it off to Bullis. Slight variation on the offense. Newman gets the entry pass back to Picard. And traveling is the call. They mixed it up a little bit too much. The entry pass for Newman was, there were three green Trojan jerseys right around that. 3:01 left in overtime. 30-30. New press breaker for Green. Nice job. Stop Cody up that near sideline. Bounce pass up ahead to Boris. Lost it, got it back, put it up, missed it. And the ball off the shoe tops of Stop Cody, but she saves it. Along the baseline, passes to Carey for three. Way off the mark. Boris, could she save it? No, she dribbled it on the line. Her feet were in, but she dribbled on the line. Turned back over. These two coaches are going to shake hands tonight and just shake their heads and go, I can't believe we went through this. But somebody's going to win and somebody isn't. Marissa Woodard in the near corner passes to Picard, takes a three-pointer short. Forrest took a tumble. I think she bounced off of Marissa Woodard, it looked like. The spinner move, and David, that's the play of the night right there. Jessica David with a spin move, and she's got 13. Bullis, oh, Newman wide open underneath. They didn't see her. Picard passes back to Bullis. Now they go inside to Woodard. Woodard is fouled before she can put up a shot. This will be a one-and-one, not a two-shot. That's on Katie Carey, and I've got her down for three. Let's see if that concurs with the scoreboard. Yes, it does. Marissa Woodard at the line, 32-30. Green leads, our second lead change, incidentally. Woodard at the line tonight, 1-for-4. The 1-and-1 is up, and it's short. She gets a rebound, puts it up, and no one does not go in, but she's fouled. Now hang on, because that was a 1-and-1, yeah. Foul on Stop Cody. That'll be her second, and Woodard is back to the line for two. Looks like Marissa Woodard was the only one that knew that it was a 1-and-1 because she chased the miss down. She gets two more this time. Shot is short. Well, she's got to figure out a way to get the ball up and over the rim. She also has 13 points. But only one made free throw. This shot is off the mark. Chased down and recovered by Courtney Bullis. Long pass up ahead to Slauson. Or not up ahead, back to behind the arc. Bullis puts up one, misses from the right baseline. Rebound, Carey. Long pass up ahead, Borst. She going to challenge Woodard? She is. The ball partially blocked. Katie Carey inside. That rattles off the rim. Woodard rebounds and outlets to Bullis. Courtney Bullis against this 2-3 zone to Picard. Just one three-pointer from Picard would put them in the lead. Oh, bad pass. Woodard passed it right into the paint and right into the hands of Tiffany Borst. She didn't have to move. Borst against the zone to Stop Cody for three. The lefty way off the mark. Rebound, Cassidy Newman. Back and forth we go. A minute 12 left in overtime. Slauson thought about passing to Woodard. Well, she wound up doing that. Not the one she wanted. Woodard passes it, throws it away. It's recovered by Plata. Plata up ahead to David. The layup is good. Jessica David with 15. Good finish for her. It's a four-point lead, 34-30. They put the wrong basket up. There we go. It was 32-32 for a second. Now it's 34-30. There's a foul. I was more worried about the scoreboard than anything else. It's a Unitigo foul trying to get the ball back. And we have to set the clock. We have to reset the clock. Oh, there needs to be a reset clock because the clock kept going. And it's a full timeout. I'm going to stick right here to make sure we get this all set. Coach Bonskowski saying to the referee, you got to move the clock back. I didn't notice that the clock was... Oh, no, they did reset it. Okay, 47. I did not notice... I noticed the wrong score. They put 2 points on the home instead of the visitors when David made that shot. 34-30. The fourth quarter has never seen a lead larger than four, and for Unitigo, They've only had 1 or 2 point leads. Green's been in the lead most of the time. They led by as much as 10 points into the third quarter. But our clock shows 47. 34-30, Green in the lead and with a free throw, I believe. And now Coach Gorton just notices that and says why it was 33 changed to 47. So, lots of wacky things on a Thursday. See what happens when you have basketball on a Thursday? Well, the student section for Unitigo are doing what they can. They had a day off from school today. And Coach Gorton has a point. He's saying you're just taking them at their word that it's 47, but got to see if either referee saw that the time had been at around 47 before things, before the clock just kept going. But Green's leading by 4, and they'll have a free throw, so he's smiling a bit now. Referees right now are conferring. I don't think it'll change. So it will be a lot of discussion here. Now, what was going to be a fast game is not, and the referee is actually now laughing with the referee is accepting the smile and pat on the back by Coach Gorton. Not all frowns and arguments, you know. It really isn't. All right, Jessica David, senior for Green, and their leading scorer for the season and tonight. 15 points. Could make it a full two-possession game. First shot is up and good. 16. So now all the Green players are going to be back in the Unitigo offensive end to guard against any quick points. And the shot is good, so it is a six-point lead. 17 for David. Down the floor with 45 seconds to go. Bullis to Slauson. Somebody needs to put up a three-pointer. Slauson, cross-court pass, looking for Newman, but it was all Green jerseys. Rebound by Brink, and she'll be fouled. And I think the Unitigo girls didn't understand the severity of the situation, needing to put up a three-pointer. Now the clock shows 33. Ironically, that's where the clock was stopped before, after it had run an extra 14 seconds. So the foul will be on Samantha Picard. That's her fourth. Number 23 is Madeline Brink. She's at the line to shoot. Two shots. It's up, and it's no good. So, Unitigo changing things slightly. They have two rebounders, Newman and Woodard. Now they've brought some offensive players down the court a little bit. Second shot is no good, and wow, thankfully Bullis got the rebound because Woodard, it went off her hands. 20 seconds to go. Picard for three, way off the mark, and Woodard cannot save it. Or did she? Well, they say it went off of somebody else. Chance for Unitigo. I don't know how they wound up with the ball. Slauson for three, not even close. David with a rebound, long pass up ahead. Fouled in the act of passing by Cassidy Newman. So a very bizarre finish to this one. And back to the line comes Jessica David to shoot two. This one is short. No good. So Newman and Woodard underneath the basket, but David makes this one. Now it's a three-possession game. 16 seconds to go. Bullis over for Picard. Down low for Newman. She's going to turn around, off the glass, no good, but she's been fouled. So the clock stops again with 10 seconds left. Foul is on David. That'll be her fourth. And it's Cassidy Newman at the line again. Shot is up and good this time. 14 points. Second shot is also good. 15 points, 37-32. 10 seconds to go. Well, I don't think there's any point in making a foul, although Picard's try for a steal. Picard will foul out with five. And with 2 seconds to go, we'll get the two last shots in. The shooter will be Katie Carey. And that's five on Picard, so Faulkner will check in. And this should do it. Carey has not attempted a free throw tonight. She'll get two freebies here. Shots up and good. Second shot. No good. Woodard to Bullis. And the buzzer will sound and the 38-32 final. Good effort, both teams. A lot of defense, but a lot of turnovers and some very cold shooting tonight. But free throws at the end helped Green. And they take this one, 38-32, to win their third league game. Unitiga loses their second straight to drop to 4-3. All right, so we'll take our break, get our totals all set, which it should be fine, and we'll come back and also have the post-game awards. It's all in the post-game show on your local sports leader, WCDO.
When it comes to your life, you know what counts. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we're committed to offering you the very best in community banking and exceptional service that you can rely on. So no matter what you're trying to achieve, you can count on us to help you succeed. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherburne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, so our final score once again in overtime. Green 38, Unitigo 32. Unitigo's record now at 4 wins and 3 losses. Green's record evened up at 3 wins and 3 losses. So congratulations on that one. Some very bizarre happenings tonight. A couple things I've never seen before. It keeps growing. The list keeps growing this year of things I've never seen before that did happen. And tonight, the biggest one was the fact that a shot did not go in the basket by Marissa Woodard, but it counted, and she was fouled and was given one free throw. I kept waiting for the second free throw. It never happened. It's strange but true, and that actually came into play, forcing the overtime. But first of all, give Unitigo credit because they were down 20-10. It was the first 7 points of the second half scored by Green. They had a 13-10 lead at halftime. They scored the first seven to make it 20-10. Unitigo then chipped away, made it 24-20 at the end of the third quarter, finally took the lead after it was tied at 28. It was tied again at 30. That's where we went into overtime. and or 28 tied. Then we were tied in overtime at 30, and then of course after that it was green at mostly at the line. And free throws actually clinched it in overtime, as in that overtime, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 free throw shot by Green. They made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seems to be the difference in the game. Unitigo 2 for 5 in overtime in their free throw shooting accuracy. So here goes with the scoring recap. Only 4 players scored for Unitigo. 2 free throws for Megan Faulkner, 2 points. 2 points for Samantha Picard. Just couldn't get that three-pointer to drop. She finishes with 2. Cassidy Newman had 5 baskets, 5 for 8 from the foul line, including her last 3 and 4 of her last 5. She finishes with 15. And Marissa Woodard had 6 field goals, just 1 for 7 from the foul line and 13 points. 24 two-pointers for Unitigo, no three-pointers, 8 for 19 from the foul line, 32 points for Green. They spread it out a little bit better. They had 6 players score. Katie Carey had a basket, 2 baskets, the only 3-pointer of the game, 1 for 2 from the line, 7 points for her. Margot McDermott fouled up. She scored 2 baskets for 4. Madeline Brink, 0 for 2 from the line. Sierra Stopp Cody played a long, long time, but she finished with just 1 basket, 0 for 1 from the line for 2 points. Christy Haskell came in the game in the second quarter, made her very first shot. She finishes with 2. Tiffany Borst had a basket, 2 overtime free throws and 2 tries. She finishes with 4. And the leading scorer tonight, Jessica David, with 18 points, 6 for 12 from the line, and had 7 points in overtime. Sorry, NBT Bank, outstanding, 13 two-pointers for Green, that's 26, plus a three-pointer for 29, plus 9 is 38. They were 9 for 19 from the field. Checking my work, and it came out. Yay. All right, so our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense is sponsored by the folks at NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. So it is going to be Jessica David as our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. No question about it. She had 4 points in the fourth quarter, the only points for Green in that quarter, and then she had 7 in overtime, including a very nice spin move and a breakaway layup. So that combination there, not only the high scorer, but the most important points of the game scored by Jessica David. So she will win our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. The Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award is sponsored by the folks at Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Now, defensively, you could look at both sides, and I am looking at both sides anyway because it was an overtime game. Unitigo had a nice effort from Courtney Bullis, had a nice effort from Samantha Picard. On the green side, you got to look at Sierra Stopp Cody and Katie Carey defensively. And I think in this game, we're going to go with Courtney Bullis. Courtney Bullis will win our Dynamic Defense Awards. Kind of strange that the team that didn't win is going to wind up with more awards, but that's the way it's going to go. Jessica David, by far, NBT Bank Outstanding Offense. Courtney Bullis will win Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense. And our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight will go to Cassidy Newman. I don't know the stats for sure, but I would say at least double figures in rebounds, a bunch of steals, a bunch of deflections. And she had 15 points, and that included 10 points in the fourth quarter and overtime combined, making 4 of 5 free throws in a night where Unitigo was just 8 for 19. So despite a losing effort, Cassidy Newman will win our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, and it's brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games of all kinds, all sports, both genders, and all schools, and cheer on your young scholar athletes, because that time goes so darn fast. I can say it as a parent of 2. All right, so tomorrow night, be back here for the battle for first place in the Mid-State Athletic Conference between the boys of Green and the boys of Unitigo, putting their undefeated mark of league play on the line against the visiting Trojans. Should be a very good game tomorrow night. We'll be on the air at about 7 o'clock with the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. tip-off scheduled for 7:15. If you can't join us here, join us online on WCDOsports.com or the conventional way of FM 101 or AM 1490. We are your local sports leader, WCDO. My thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station. Travel safe, everybody, and can't wait for tomorrow night's game when Green and Unitigo boys go at it. The final score tonight, Unitigo drops this one in overtime to Green by the score of 38-32. For WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Have a good night.